This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Hanging Lake will be closed indefinitely after last month's mudslides and the Grizzly Creek burn scar. The lake itself is muddy but undamaged. White River National Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams says the trail needs to be completely rebuilt.
We've had bridges completely washed out, and much of the trail as you go up is under a debris field of some sort or another.
The lake area will be closed for the rest of the season and possibly next year's too. The Tri-County Health Department Board voted Tuesday to require young children in Arapahoe, Douglas, and Adams counties to wear masks in school. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The order states that without an approved vaccine for children younger than 12, all children 2 to 11 years old and everyone interacting with them indoors must wear a mask. A motion requiring all students and staff to mask failed. Adams County Board Member Julie Mullica says all the major public health agencies recommend universal masking to keep schools open.
At the end of the day, it was not the mask that hurt my child. It was them not being in school.
The order allows school districts to enforce a mask policy even if individual counties opt out of the order. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A strong weather system will move across the state today. Forecasters say tropical moisture could fuel storms and heavy showers. That could be especially strong in western Colorado later today and Thursday. That might mean a cool down for many areas, but there's also a good chance for strong winds, hail, and heavy rain. This is CPR News. It's 93 degrees in Denver.